the severity involved in hitting another Jew, chas v'shalom. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Cheshin Mishpah, chapter 420, Alacha 1, and recorded in the Alter Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch, Hilchus Nizkei Aguf V'Hanefesh, Alacha 1, that it is an Isser Min HaTorah, a biblical prohibition to hit another Jew, and one who does so transgresses a negative command. Where is this learned from in the Torah? It says in Dvarim chapter 25, regarding a Jew who needs to get lashes for transgressing a prohibition, thou shalt not add to the lashes that he is able to receive. If you gave him 39 lashes and then you went and added one more to make it 40, the Torah says you transgress a prohibition. And the Poskim say as follows, if even a Rasha who deserved to be lashed, if you add one more, you transgress an Isser Min HaTorah, a lav. So certainly somebody who, according to Torah, doesn't deserve to receive lashes. If you hit him, you are chayiv. This Isser applies even if one only hits the person lightly. If nonetheless the intent is to hit him, it is forbidden to be done. The Paiskin then continue and say, furthermore, not only is it usser to hit a friend, another Jew, but even if you don't actually hit him, but you threaten him with a lifted hand, there is a prohibition involved in such a person is called a Rasha, even though he didn't actually hit him. This ruling of the Alter Rebbe and Mechaber is based on a saying of Reish Lakish in Sanhedrin 58b, based on the verse in Shmais, in Parsha Shmais, in which Moshe told Dasan Naviram, he said to one of them, Rasha, why do you want to hit your friend? The Torah doesn't say, why did you hit your friend, but why do you want to hit your friend? From which we learn that even someone who desires to hit someone else, who is threatening to hit someone else, is already called a Rasha. He doesn't transgress a lav, because he didn't hit him, but he's called a Rasha. The above is all regarding the prohibition. We will now discuss the severity of one who actually does such a thing. The Ramah records, based on previous Pesach and Rishayim, and it's recorded Lahalach in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, that whoever hits another Jew is automatically entered into a cherem of the previous generations. Meaning that it's not that he's fit to be put in cherem, he's already in cherem. No one needs to put him in it. He's already been put by the previous generations. And therefore they rule you're not allowed to join such a person to a minion for any matter of kedusha. A person who hit his friend, he's not allowed to join a minion. Until when? States the Alter Rebbe, the Ramah, etc., until he goes to a Beis Din, receives the judgment that they give him for doing this hitting, and then the Beis Din removes his chayrim and then he can join a minion. In other words, he has to do tshuva, but not private tshuva, tshuva in front of a Beis Din. What's considered a Beis Din in this regard? So you don't have to go to your city's Beis Din. You don't have to travel anywhere. You can take three kosher Jews, just like we do by Ataras Nedarim, sit them down, tell them the situation, they should think it over, give you a tikkun, a judgment, and then they remove the cherem from you. This is independent of the victim. He doesn't have a say here whether to remove the cherem or not. It's totally dependent on the three kosher Jews on the Beis Din. You may be wondering, well, there's so many people, unfortunately, that lose their temper and hit another Jew, whether it be family, friends, or a stama fight. We'll have no minyanim left. So first of all, Baruch Hashem, many people don't hit. Second of all, we have the tshuva of the Chassam Sefer already mentions that unfortunately today there are so many people who are in cherem or fit to be in cherem due to this and other reasons, and it's not possible for us now in exile to enforce every cherem, and that such a person should not join a minyan. Nonetheless, the Chassam Sefer does conclude in a case that happened with him that he was asked that as a community we do have an obligation to try to enforce this. That people should know if they hit another Jew, they are taken out of the quorum of a minion, and certainly they cannot be chazan. I heard from Rav Yaakov Yosef, the son of Rav Avadya Yosef. He once gave a shiur in a public school in Israel, and they wanted to make a minion for mincha afterwards. It was already teenagers, but he was particular in this halacha, and he asked, is there anybody here who hit their friend? One person raised their hand. He asked again, come on guys, don't be shy, is there anybody in class that ever hit their friend? And almost the whole class raised their hand, there was no minion left. So he right away called two other Jews, they sat down, made a Beis Din, they removed the cherem, and that's how they davened mincha. And anyways, from all this we understand that aside for the severe biblical transgression of hitting another Jew, there are repercussions in terms of whether such a person can now join a minyan. And thus anyone who has ever done such a thing should certainly make his way to a quorum of three Jews, a kosher bezdin, receive a tikkun, and have his cherem removed. Regarding cases in which it is mutter to hit, such as in self-defense if someone started a fight with you, or in hitting children or students out of educational purposes, the merits of sham we will discuss in a future lesson, as well as the severity of domestic violence we will discuss in a future lesson.